So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince.
Welcome to the Ben and Vince Show.
Yeah, hi, I'm Vince.
Oh, what? I didn't know you were going to be here. Alright, well,
nice,
I'm Ben, I guess. Yeah. So what's going on?
Nothing. Chilling, you.
Yeah, I think that's
pretty
right.
Chilling, though.
You going to this magnet reunion?
Oh, the one that was like last month?
Yeah. Did you am going to that?
I didn't am going to it. What?
That's a shame.
Did you am go to it?
No, I missed it, unfortunately.
Did you think that you heard that it am going good?
I don't understand the question.
What do you think?
I mean, I heard that it was.
Yeah. Crazy?
Yeah. No, it just was.
Oh. I think it was very...
Right. You know, what are you, your grandfather? Come on. But, I don't know. I think I would have liked to go.
Yeah, you know? Me too.
What do you think everyone's up to? Or was up to?
Like, in life?
Yeah.
I don't know. You want to name someone? I'll tell you what they're doing.
Okay. I gotta think of a good one. Who's that guy? You know, like John Berger.
Hippie.
Hippie?
Yeah. John Berger? He didn't even go to Blair.
Are you sure about that?
Are you thinking about the same person?
You're probably not. You know, the guy with the albino eyelids?
Albino eyelids?
Yeah.
Dude, John Berger didn't go to our high school.
Where did he go to high school?
RM.
No.
What? Wait, who's John Berger?
Well, who are you thinking of?
John Berger.
The guy who went to Blair.
Oh, shit, he did go to Blair. Well, who the hell am I thinking of?
Yeah, good question.
So this guy's in the magnet?
Yeah.
No, he's fucking not.
I mean, are you thinking of yet a third John Berger?
No way, this guy, no, he was not in the magnet.
What are you trying to say?
I'm confused.
Okay. What should we do about that?
How did this happen? I didn't think this guy went to our high school.
Okay. Well, maybe if I asked you like 5 years ago, you might have thought that he did go.
Okay. Well, he definitely wasn't in the magnet.
No, I mean, he was.
How do we find out? Is there, like, a list or something?
I mean, probably. Do you have it?
No.
I don't have it. Why don't you just ask him?
Why don't you just ask him?
I don't have his info. You know, he's probably in some of your classes.
Maybe you're right. I was thinking of someone else.
I think he was in my computer science class in freshman year.
Oh, yeah, he did go to Blair.
Okay.
He was like in my English class or something.
Okay.
Are you sure
So
he
what's he
was in
doing?
Magnet?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm sure.
Weird. Hey, what's he doing? Probably
Yeah.
working for some nonprofit or something.
I'm not sure if I trust you. If I can take your word about this guy, since he seems to have such a good memory of where he was in the past. I mean, let's try another one. How about what's her name? Jordy Wolfend.
I'm thinking grad school.
Grad school in what?
Oh
Okay, in where?
no. Somewhere like in the Midwest.
Yeah, I think I would have said that. I think like marine biology. I was gonna say like tour guide on the Galapagos Island.
Dude, that's a pretty sweet job. You know who has a similar job to that?
Who has a similar job to that?
That girl, Becca, what's her name?
From high
Yeah.
school? Rebecca Vogel?
Yeah. She rides ponies around on Assateague Island.
Wow, that is like her dream,
Yeah.
right? She was all into horses. She gets paid for that?
Yeah.
Cool. She's like, this is like a children's book, I feel.
Yeah, I know, right? It's totally crazy.
Okay, well the answer is my next question, which is what is Rebecca Vogel doing? So I'll follow that up with Jordan Turner.
I already know the answer to this one.
Well, wait, you didn't already know the other ones?
No.
How'd you find out so quickly?
Yeah, I'm just guessing.
Oh, right, okay. Okay, well, guess about Jordan Turner.
I guess he's in grad school.
Oh, where?
Berkeley.
Okay, doing what? Religious studies?
Civil engineering.
Civil engineering. Civil engineering. Right. Which religion is he?
All.
Oh, okay. Hedging your
Pantheism.
bets a little. Pantheism. Seems like a cop out. All right. All right, we'll do one more. Carl Burton.
He's working.
Okay. Like the streets or what?
I don't know. I want to say he works in
Manufacturing?
either in
Sales?
CC or in New York.
Okay, all right, we're narrowing it down.
In like something like
Proofreading?
like
Caricatures? Steganography? Well digging?
turns out I was really wrong.
Yeah. From New York to DC? Is it anywhere in between
Well,
there?
it's Chicago, and he's also not working.
Chicago.
He's studying.
In grad school. Okay. I would have almost said like London or something. But it's probably not it.
Remember that we were gonna make that movie called Carl?
What?
That movie, Carl?
No, I don't remember that.
We're gonna make a movie called Carl.
I don't remember that.
About a guy named Carl, and like everywhere he goes, he starts seeing the word Carl written everywhere.
Okay. I don't remember that.
Oh, it was good.
And then wait, what happens after that?
I don't know. We gotta figure it out. Well, so since when do we write endings to movies?
Well, sometimes we write middles, at least. I mean, you know, that's a solid act one, right?
Yeah,
there.
It gets like more and more. Like it starts like a little thing on a desk or on a paper, and then like it just builds up. Like the movie starts off being about like something else entirely, and he just notices these little things, and then it starts being on like the side of a bus or like the side of an airplane or the side of a building.
The side of an airplane.
The bottom of an airplane. I don't know, man. So that's the middle.
And that's the middle. It's just like an extension of the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, at first, the camera wouldn't even, like, draw attention to it. It would just be in the, like, background of the scene or something.
Yeah, like, you know, Fight Club or what's that other movie?
American Express commercial.
That movie where it's like one of those, you know, where the hell is my kid movies, and then it turns out to be about aliens.
Do the aliens have the kid?
Yeah.
Finding Nemo?
No, it's like the Removables or Gone But Not Forgottens or
The Forgotten.
The Forgotten.
Okay, I didn't see that. Does that have Julianne Moore in it?
Yeah.
Was that like junior year of high school?
I guess. Like, I watched it with my mom, and I totally thought it was just going to be like, you know, she's crazy, or like, there's some, you know, it's just like someone, there's some elaborate plot where like someone kidnaps her kid or something, and then she's just like running all over the place trying to find her kid. And then halfway through the movie, people just start getting sucked up into the sky.
Wah! That's crazy. Is that, I mean, so just like nobody noticed when that happened to her kid?
I don't know, it's a big alien.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, let's go to break.
Hey, Hallie Eisenberg, drinking a Pepsi.
Actually, this isn't a Pepsi. It's new Pepsi Twist with lemon. And I'm not Hallie Eisenberg.
I'm Halle Berry.
Drinking Pepsi Twist.
Well, it's not exactly Pepsi Twist. It's Diet Pepsi Twist. And I'm not exactly Halle Berry.
You know?
I'm Barry Boswick.
Who is Barry Boswick?
Like twists? Try new Pepsi Twist in regular and diet. A lemon twist on that great Pepsi taste.
There's no way to write it, there's no way to fight it. And I kick and scream, but you got me despite it. And I got my pride, so I begin to hide it. Like fire in Freetown, you begin to light it.
We're back.
Back.
We're back.
Back.
We're back. Do you remember when David Good one time said, you just making fun of him in front of his back?
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember him saying that, but I don't remember that he said it.
Okay. I think I don't think he meant it, or the way it came out, but it was pretty funny.
Dude,
intentionally.
Forgetting a lot of people from this high school. I should have gone to that thing.
That's what they were all saying, man.
Oops.
Yeah. Maybe it would be weird though. I don't know. I bet everybody's just like exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Well, some people probably could.
Like who?
I don't know. I mean, people are the same at their core, but like they change. Like I've changed. Oh shit.
Really? You have? Yeah. Like what?
You mean like what?
Like why? How?
I don't know. I'm more mature.
You're more mature. Like you wouldn't laugh at a disabled person anymore?
No, I don't know. I just more, you know, change. People change.
People change. Things change. I don't know. I think people stay the same.
I think both are true.
You want to bet? I think neither are true.
An argument could be made for that.
Okay. But you're not going to make it.
So, do you think that party,
which?
Do you think that it was going to have been more or less crazy than the party at your house?
Well, whose house is it going to be at this time? Allie?
Yeah.
More or less crazy? Maybe more.
More?
Maybe I'm underestimating how crazy the party at my house was.
It was awfully crazy. I wish we saved it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm kind of glad that we didn't. I'm still like just pretty shocked.
No, man, I saw a tape myself at a party once. It was bad. I was like, delete that tape right now.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right. I mean, you know, I was making that tape and I was pretty sure.
Were you?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know. It's possible.
I mean, I was, you know, I was directing. I wasn't holding the camera.
Yeah.
But I was just gonna say, I'm pretty shocked that nobody appears to have found out about that.
What, you mean, like in your family?
Yeah. Doesn't that seem
surprising? No, it doesn't seem surprising. Who's gonna tell them?
No one's gonna tell them. But shouldn't there have been like some evidence?
I mean, make sure they don't listen to this podcast.
Right. I mean, you know, maybe the statute of limitations has expired, you know. But it's just, you know, we couldn't have been that good at cleaning up, could we?
Yeah, we totally could have.
I don't know. Like, okay.
You're talking to the risk manager right now.
Yeah, but you aren't a professional yet.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm, you know, cleaning up parties is my wheelhouse.
Okay.
So, I mean, of course we did a good job. I can't believe, if I thought that someone was going to find out about it, then I would never said to have the party in the first place.
Uh-huh, right. Yeah, I mean, okay, maybe just, you know, since I wasn't, like, the main planner, it all just still has like an era of mystery to me.
Era of mystery.
I think I meant to say air, but it kind of came out weird. Anyway,
I was more surprised that your dad was actually suspicious about the trash bags.
You were like,
you know, because we, like, finished off a box of trash bags.
And we bought a new one.
Threw it out, like, took it out and threw it out at the grocery store. You got a new one, the same kind, and put it back. And you're like, my dad's going to notice that there's more trash bags.
And then he was like, I thought that bag of trash bags was, like, half empty. It was you know, good thing, you know, he's just used to being told that he's an idiot all the time, because, you know, I was just like, oh, Rob, whatever. You know, just take out a trash bag. What do you care? No, but, I mean, you know, okay, so that's Yeah, that's one thing. But also, you know, the basement just still kind of smelled like Febreze.
So?
You know?
Why is that Which suspicious?
Because it wouldn't normally. So, you know, you think someone should be suspicious that we had like a, I don't know, like a cleaning party?
Make some shit up. Some people were over and we had a Febreze fight. That's the kind of shit we do. You know,
right.
we're a bunch of crazy dorks.
Crazy Febreze swilling weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're just not saying anything.
Who's the they in that sentence?
You know, the people that found out. Maybe they just want to, you know, let me think that I got away with it.
I mean, maybe. Probably.
What? Yeah.
I mean, I would believe maybe that they, like, I mean, if anything, they, like, were a little bit suspicious and then didn't investigate. I don't think they, like, because how would they even find out? There's no way they could possibly find out.
I mean, they could just assume. But that does seem like quite a stretch.
Yeah. You wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't.
I mean, you wouldn't have a party in your house while your parents are.
Right. But maybe I did.
I don't know. Maybe your sister knows.
Somehow that seems less likely to me. I don't know why.
I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of, like, you know, intimations in her presence.
Were there?
I mean, maybe not. But not by her, but by us while she's in the room. And she's just like, what? Right. We're like, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, she just thinks I and all of my friends act like idiots all the time. So, you know, she just doesn't take anything we say seriously.
Yeah.
Which is probably the way to go. But, but yeah, okay. So, I mean, I guess it was pretty crazy or something. I feel like this one's going to be crazy in like a boring way or something like that.
In what way?
You know, like, maybe everyone's going to get really drunk or something, and like people will be acting kind of crazy, but nothing like...
People are so mature now. They know how to handle their liquor.
Is that true?
I have no idea.
Damn, we should have gone. We should have been going to go.
Yeah, oops. We'll go to
the after party.
10-year reunion.
Dude, you know how old you're going to be?
I don't want
then?
To think about it.
Right, let's not. I'll be 1 year less old. No, that's probably not true.
I mean, you'll be like, probably be you'll be like 2 weeks less old.
Yeah. No, it's going to be scheduled for, you know, July 31st, so you'll be a year older than me.
I'm not sure that's how that works.
I think it's how it works. They're going to ask everybody what their age is. You're going to say, you know, 75, and I'll be like 74.
Oh, God. Maybe we can have, like, a 2-pi-year reunion.
Why would you say that?
I mean, I don't know. Why wouldn't I say
don't you mean, isn't that, like, it's like tau or something? Like, some people want that to be...
Oh, okay, yeah. We'll have a tau reunion.
There's a guy in my team at work named Tao. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. There's this guy who works in my building on a team related to mine. And one time we were all at a meeting, and this guy's probably like, you know, 35 or something. His name is Jason. And we're all at a meeting, and he just had like an index card, and it looked like he was like kind of taking notes on it or something with a pen, I guess. And then, you know, he was like kind of busily writing on it the whole time. And at the end of the meeting, he just like set it down on the table, just like, you know, to leave and walk away. And all he had done was written in giant block letters on the index card, Jason.
What?
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 Which part are you what about?
Wait, at a meeting he did that?
Yeah.
And he just left it there?
Yeah.
And his name was Jason?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
What does this have to do with whatever we were talking about before?
It has to do with Carl. He just was seeing his name everywhere.
Okay, all right. All right, I got it. I got it now. So, yeah, everyone write that on your calendar. Tau reunion.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be... Hold on.
You're going to do the calculations?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, can you tell me what's 20 million seconds from November 7th, 2011?
Hey, did we graduate on... Hold on. Why, did you get banned from Wikipedia by Jordan Turner?
No. That is a calculation I had to do today. Some guy was like, why is this file still active? Or this override?
Okay, so hold on. What's the one you want?
What?
What's the date that you want, that you're asking for?
I already figured it out. It was a rhetorical question.
All right, so... What, did we graduate on the 6th or the 7th?
I have no idea. I can't believe you can narrow it down that far.
Alright, we'll say the 6th. So, the Tau reunion will be... on...
Should be pretty soon.
Tuesday, September 17th, 2013.
Okay.
At Ben's house.
At Ben's house. Uh-huh. Sounds good.
I was kind of hoping it would be like in the summer.
I mean, you know, what, like 0.3 months or whatever? And I think that takes you out of the summer.
Stupid.
Why don't you just pick some other irrational number? That gets you in the summer.
How about
the 6-year reunion?
The what?
How about the 6-year reunion?
It's not irrational.
Whatever, it's close enough.
How about E squared?
Okay, I think that's gonna be too big.
Way too big?
That's too far away.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's also in the fall. All right, well, whatever. I'm done with this. Someone else can figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. Is this what people mean when they say, do the math?
You do the math.
Exactly.
Right. Good talk.
All right, I'll see you on, whatever, Tuesday, 2013.
Yeah, all right. We can have it. No, on a Tuesday, if you want.
All right. Yeah, you know, it's just a...
If it turns out we graduated on the 7th, it'll be on a Wednesday.
That's better. I mean, you know, I don't think the one happening right now is happening on the 6th or 7th, despite claiming...
Yeah, WTF.
WTF, mate.
All right.
Is that from a thing?
Done with this. Yeah, it's from...
Oh, it's from that thing. Like, Jesus, yeah. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I'm done with this conversation.
Yeah, me too. You should leave.
Everyone leave now. Goodbye. If you're listening to this podcast in a room, just leave. If you're in your car, just open the door and tuck and roll.
Just leave.
Just leave. Walk out.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
All right. Here we go.